Hallo miteinander und einen schönen guten Morgen. Da ist der Manuel am Mikrofon und wir starten live in die Weltfriedenswoche als allererstes mit einem Interview mit dem Mark Johnson. Er ist Mitbegründer von Playing for Change und was das genau beinhaltet und was Playing for Change ist, das wird er uns jetzt selber im Interview erzählen. Hello Mark, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You are our first interview guest in this year's World Peace Week, so we are very excited to start off with you.
Wow, what an honor. Thank you very much.
Let's talk first about the Playing for Change Foundation. It's the 10-year anniversary this year. Can you tell us, are any special events planned around this anniversary?
Yes, of course. You know, it's exciting because we're celebrating, you know, really music from all over the world. Since we started Playing for Change, I've traveled over 50 countries recording and filming music, and now it just continues to grow and grow. Our foundation has just opened our 14th music school, and we're celebrating with a big concert here in Los Angeles with the Playing for Change band, the Doobie Brothers, Little Feat, as well as other special guests. So really, it's an exciting time. We have musicians celebrating Playing for Change Day all over the world.
The 14th music school, you said. Where did you found this one?
Yes, our newest school is in, we have a new school in Brazil, as well as in Argentina, as well as in Morocco.
And those are all new ones?
Yeah, all new schools opened within the last year.
And how much are you personally involved in this?
Well, you know, myself and Whitney Kroenke are the two co-founders of Playing for Change, so it's our life. You know, every day we're either recording musicians or working with the schools or working with the band that tours the world.
And who does actually lead these new schools? How do you choose the personnel there?
Well, you know, as we travel, we work on a bunch of different songs. And, you know, it started with Stand By Me many years ago. And that's how we met Grandpa Elliot and Clarence Becker, who are the great singer from Holland, who sings on Stand By Me. And as we would travel, we would meet more and more musicians and add them to the different songs around the world, the videos that we put up on YouTube. And then as the years go by, we add more and more of the musicians to the traveling touring band, the Playing for Change band. So it's a constant evolution of different musicians from all over the world collaborating.
So how many musicians do you have that are part of PFC today after 15 years, or more or less?
Well, we've probably recorded almost 1,000 musicians around the world. And but the Playing for Change band is a symbol of that. So that's a 10-piece band from 10 countries. They tour all over the world all year round. And then on Playing for Change Day, you know, I know so far we have concerts in, you know, almost over 100 countries. There's different events all over the world supporting Playing for Change. And really, at a time with so much division in the world, it's a project that helps us focus on our connections.
Your goal with Playing for Change is spreading peace through music and connecting people. When you look back over the years, what stands out most to you in regards to this message of peace that you try to send?
The thing that stands out to me the most is that in a positive context, you can find so much connections to people all over the world, and music is the best tool to connect us back to our humanity. When the music plays, it doesn't matter if you're black or white, rich or poor, Christian or Muslim, Democrat, Republican. When the music plays, we're all human, we're all connected. And every time I travel, I get to be reminded of this. This is why humans invented music, to connect us on a deeper level. So I think that's been the biggest lesson I continue to learn all over the world.
Our theme in this year's Week of Peace is Island of Peace. What would you say is your personal island of peace that you retreat to when you are in times of trouble, so to say? What gives you peace?
You know, I would have to say music. You know, when I was recording musicians in the Congo, I remember them saying to me, music is our ammunition. You know, music is the thing that helps us fight against the negative things we face in our life and helps us persevere through them in a positive way.
And you get to have the best job of all. You get to help them out doing that. Must feel great
yeah,
for you.
It's amazing. The first musician I recorded was Stand By Me. His name was Roger Ridley, a street musician. I remember saying to him, you know, the voice like yours, you sound like Otis Redding. Why are you singing on the streets? And he said to me, man, I'm in the joy business. I come out to bring joy to the people. And that's really what music is. It's the joy business.
Yeah, that sums it up quite perfectly, I think. You have already talked a bit about the latest projects, the new music schools that you have opened. What are the plans for the next 10 years of Playing for Change?
Well, you know, we're about to release the Playing for Change. It's called the Listen to the Music video series, where we're going to be releasing a new song around the world video a month for a year, starting this November. These are videos we've been working on for the last 5 years. They feature over 250 musicians in 25 countries. And, you know, it started with Buddy Guy and Taj Mahal and different musicians like that. And so what we're going to be doing is really taking these videos and sharing them and using them as a way to bring more and more musicians together, put on more concerts, do more fundraising, and build more schools. You know, that's the beauty of the project. There's always more music to record. There's always more, you know, people to connect. And there's always more schools to build.
You said 250 musicians all over the world. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, all on one album.
Yeah, that's quite a lot, but you can't possibly record them all yourself. How do you do that? Do you have any help?
Well, you know, I myself and a small crew, we travel to every place. I think for this album, we recorded in about 25 different countries.
That sounds amazing, I must say. Traveling a lot and just spreading music.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing to see, you know. Yeah, you get to see that music connects everybody. A lot of times, I don't know what language people are speaking, but as soon as they put on the headphones and they hear the music, we're connected so deeply. So it's an amazing experience. It's definitely a human project.
So how many languages have you learned over the years?
Oh, you know, I mostly just speak a few. Mostly I just speak English and Spanish, but I just learn a few words in different languages, Portuguese and French.
Okay. Then the immediate future, as you already mentioned, is the We Are One concert in L.A. Why do you, to finish this up, tell again, when does it happen, where does it happen, and how can people get there?
Great. That concert is October 3rd. It's at the Mayan Theater in Los Angeles. You can learn about it at playingforchange.com. That's where you can learn about all of the different things that are going on, as well as check out the videos that we're making, the songs around the world, learn more about the band, and help support the music education.
All right. Then thank you very much for taking the time. And,
yeah, it's such an honor to be included in the Week of Peace, and I really just want to thank you from all the people who support Playing for Change around the world for giving us a chance to talk to you today.
It's been a pleasure. So good luck with everything you do in the future, and we'll hear you next time, I guess.
Okay, right on. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.